So now what we need to do is to take all of the files that Claudius has coded for us and copy paste them one by one into the folders and the files that it specifies. And so this is literally our main job. We are copy pasters. And you know, the irony here is not going to be lost on people who've been in the Make Money game for a while, because you know, this was always the dream that we would copy paste to make money. Well, the dream is now here, but we are the AI's human data entry slaves. And so it's a, you know, it's a bit of a mixed blessing. It's a bit of a bittersweet pill. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up VS Code and we're going to ask Claude or ChatGPT, like, what now? Where do I click? And I cannot stress this enough. Keep on asking the AIs, what now? Like, every second, paste in a screenshot. Ask the question. Ask it to confirm. Be the annoying child. Now, with that being said, there is one caveat, which is to protect those chat limits, you know, which is typically going to be around 20 chats every 4 hours, especially when you have longer chats. Then what you'll probably want to do is, what I like to do is to have ChatGPT open for these kinds of, like, idiot chats, as I call them. And I'll have my main project open with Claude, where I'm actually asking it, you know, like, really sort of asking it to code and then asking it to fix bugs and asking it kind of structural changes and things. So I kind of use ChatGPT for like this narrow guidance. And then I'll kind of say things like, you know, another language model says that I need to download VS Code. This is a really silly example because it should be obvious there's just a big download button. But I'm on VS Code. Here's what the website looks like. Where do I click? You know, that's the type of idiot question that you should be asking ChatGPT while Claude is actually building out your project. And you really want Claude to be, you know, you really want to be giving Claude really long, detailed prompts with multiple requests at once. Lots and lots of questions, really long detailed prompts, and then you're just asking ChatGPT, where do I click and what does this mean? And so this is kind of the copy-pasting data entry for AI role that we now have. What we're going to do is we're going to save each file that it's given you, double-check the folder and file names. Okay, I've done this before where, you know, these can get kind of quite specific, and it's normally something like save the file to src/components/accordion.js, you know, and very often you can put the file in the wrong folder and then you won't realize until things break. If something goes wrong once you've saved everything, then you can very often take a screenshot of the file menu inside of VS Code and paste it in and just ask Claude to make sure that you've not made a mistake there. If you ever lost, just ask Claude what to do. Paste a screenshot in, paste in any errors. Essentially, though, what it's going to do is, as it leads you through this process, once you've saved all the files in VS Code, it's going to tell you to install packages, because, you know, what we're adding here, even though these are all the elements of our code, there are other parts to it that will need to be installed that we will not do anything. We're not going to code those. There are other things that let it run in on the internet, and those are called packages or dependencies. And so we're going to install those, we're going to build our app, and then we're going to test it. And we're going to do this through something called Terminal. I'll demonstrate this in the demo. But it's just going to give you specific commands that you can paste into Terminal. You're not going to be doing any thinking, you know, which is part of the reason I decided to do these slides. You'll notice that they're kind of separated out as the demos. And then there is just like this structural stuff where it's like, go and do this. The reason I'm separating these out is because once you know this and you follow the instructions that the AI gives you, the AI is going to be the one that kind of leads you through the demo anyway, okay? Now, hopefully once it tells you to run, it tells you to actually to run that dev and develop and build your app. Hopefully it's going to run the first time you do it, but if it doesn't, if there are bugs, do not worry, okay? This is normally what happens. It is weird to run one for the first time and there are no bugs. And we're going to look at this in the next video, but, you know, again, the AIs will save us if there are bugs, okay? Now, at this stage, you have, you know, gone through quite a pretty impressive process. You have learned the fundamentals of coding for the first time. You've downloaded all the tools. You've set up your AI. You've had your AI build your first software. Maybe it doesn't run perfect, okay? It probably won't. Maybe there are bugs. There probably will be bugs. If at this point, though, you are running low on Claude chats, then perhaps now is the time to log off and continue tomorrow. As I've mentioned before, I like to kind of batch my coding work. I do some, in the evening, generally late evening when the house is quiet and I've done all my other work and I just want to kind of create an application. That's when I spend a few hours working on my apps, building new apps. And then, sometimes I manage to make massive progress. Sometimes it can be a bit frustrating and I don't quite get to where I want to get to and I have to kind of stop and then return to the chat the following day. That is completely fine if that happens okay. The main point is that you are making progress and you are building all the time. So if that happens, if you've kind of run into a roadblock and you're running low on Claude chats, your thread is becoming very, very long, perhaps now is the time to log off and continue the rest of it tomorrow. But hopefully that explains the fundamentals of VS Code. We are basically copying and pasting from the code that the AI gives us, that Sonnet 3.5 gives us, into VS Code. Then we get VS Code to basically build the application. We test it. If there's a bug, we go back into Claude and say, hey, Claude, fix this for us. And then we go back into VS Code, edit the code, run it again, and we keep on doing that until it works. So hopefully that's clear, and I'll see you in the next video.